Imagine coming back to this. When you left, it was a bustling, vibrant town. Now, it's the complete opposite. What would you be thinking? Victor shows us his pride and joy, a home he built over 20 years.
Here we had our bed. TV and the wardrobe were there. I replaced the windows and doors. Everything was brand new, under full heating. We are living a good life. The Russians did not need to save us. Absolutely not. They destroyed everything.
In Erpin, Yaroslav clears away bullets from his apartment block. He doesn't want his kids to find them when they eventually return.
You can see how they pulled out the door of my apartment. They pulled out the locks and broke in, apparently wanting to steal something. Here was my kitchen. The water heater was on the floor. Here was our air conditioner, microwave, fridge, stove. So they set fire to them all. That's the beauty of the Russian peace.
This isn't reconstruction. It's barely even clearing, but it is something. For the people we have spoken to, it's something that helps them get back some control, gives them some hope that once again, this will be a bustling, vibrant town. The government, however, is overwhelmed by the sheer scale of what's required. Official estimates suggest it'll take 7 years to rebuild when they eventually begin.
That's not to say the government isn't doing anything. It is. It is actually building bridges. And that's the priority for the government, is getting all the infrastructure in place so people can return. But what they're returning to, well, that's going to take a lot longer to fix. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Erpin.